Live from 1416 Locust in the heart of Western Gateway Park, downtown Des Moines, it's Heather and Wicket.
Would you give up your cell phone for a meal at a restaurant if they traded you a free bottle of wine, Wicket? It's specifically wine. Mm-hmm. And it is during the meal. They'll give it back to you at the end.
Okay. It's a decent bottle of wine, right? Right. I'm not the most addicted to my phone. You're the most addicted person I've ever seen to their phone. I've never seen anyone on their phone more. Maybe Caitlin Clark is, because every video I see, she's on her phone talking to probably somebody super famous or important. But then it's you. You're number two. I'm on my phone a lot, but I'm not quite as addicted as you are to a cell phone. I don't need it with me at all times. I mean, the cop-out is, I got my watch on, my Samsung watch. But I would do it. Yeah, I could give up my phone for the hour and a half, 2 hour meal or whatever if I got a free bottle of wine out of it.
Yeah. Restaurant in Italy is putting on that promotion. So when you plan your trip, Wicket, because I know you're a globetrotter after Mexico.
Going all over the world with my three kids.
But it's interesting that we are so obsessed with our cell phones that this is a thing. I mean, restaurants give away free things all the time and they get taken advantage of because people, oh sure, but I think a lot of people are probably saying no. I have a hard time putting the phone in the case at the shows.
Same concept. I know, because where'd we just go that had that? I can't even remember. They just locked up all of our phones and whatever we
Breaking
were.
Breaking Benjamin.
Breaking Benjamin and the meet and greet. That's what it was. They put your phone in the magnet thing and then, you know, when you're done, you pop it on the magnet, it opens right back up. But in this case, you walk into this restaurant in Verona. They take your phone, they put it in a box, they lock the box with a key, they give you the key, and then you get to pick whatever bottle of wine you want, and the response has been very positive.
Mm-hmm.
I love when I see, I like when I go to a show and I look at the crowd and I don't see a bunch of screens. That's, to me, what a concert is supposed to be. But I know there are people, like you, who love the video and the pictures and the everything, and you want to capture that moment. While I don't necessarily think that's what you should do, it's up to you. I can't deny you and be like, stop doing it. You're ruining my concert experience.
I mean, it's not even that. I mean, I don't need all that. 20% of the night for me is work related.
But I'm just. But so when you go to a show these days, it's like you know, there, somebody comes out for a guitar solo or a celebrity comes out or a special guest or whatever. And you just see a sea of cell phone screens.
Right.
And it's like, you sitting in the 30th row in the upper level trying to record, you know, the special guest that Jelly Roll brought on, A, your sound is going to suck. B, your picture is going to suck. So just put the phone down and enjoy that moment.
Yeah. I'm fine with it if I know what's happening. I don't like the surprise of it. If I know what's happening, I make preparations.
Mm-hmm.
I let anyone know that might try to contact me in any sort of an emergency. Like, I'm not here. Like, call plan B. This is what I'm doing. You can get a hold of me other ways.
Like, we went to Jack White well before Valair closed, and they took everybody's phone. That was cool. It was weird. People were actually talking to each other. I was talking to you before Jack White came on in between sets. Like, we were all hanging out like it used to be.
But yeah, if someone, like, ran up to me right now and took my phone in their hand and said, here's $100. You don't have any time to decide. You know, you can't contact anyone.
You would hate that.
No, that would literally take $10,000.
Really?
Because if there's an emergency or if there's a question and someone can't get a hold of me that needs me, like, I would want to let them know, hey, I won't be able to have my phone. I do that all the time. I won't be able. I'm taking a nap. I won't be able to. Hey, I'm just letting you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
what's the dollar amount it would take if I gave you 5 minutes to prepare?
Oh, 5 minutes?
I give you 5 minutes. How much would it take to keep your phone for 24 hours?
Oh, for 24 hours?
24 hours.
Could I take a vacation day?
You cannot take a vacation. You're working. It's a regular day. It's a regular Wednesday.
5 minutes.
5 minutes. You have 5 minutes to prepare and send out your text messages to whoever that you're not going to have your phone for 24 hours.
Andy Hall could not respond to me in 5 minutes.
I know. He usually doesn't. But still. How much? Me?
$100,000.
$100,000?
Because I'd literally be risking my job. Because if I said, hey, Andy, can I take a personal day tomorrow? And in 5 minutes, he didn't respond.
No, there's no personal day. You're working.
I can't do my job without my phone.
You're working.
So I need my phone for my job. Can I go buy another phone?
No, you okay. don't get another phone. Stop. You don't get a burner. All right. How much would it take to keep your phone for a 24-hour span? You say $100,000. You could not do it is basically what you're saying.
I might and lose my okay. job, and it might take me like 3 years to find another job. So
for me, it'd be $100 maybe. You can have it. It's fine. I mean, I might not be able to keep up on what's going on Twitter and Threads and Facebook for 24 hours, but that's fine.
If I had 1 hour, it would be a dollar.
Nope. Car rolls up. Somebody jumps out.
5 minutes.
5 minutes. It's all you got if you need to send those text messages that you won't have your phone for 24 hours. It takes you $100,000, maybe $100 for me. Maybe. You can have it. Take it away. It's fine.
Okay. When your kids are in the hospital taking their last breath and your wife can't get a hold of you.
What would it take?
Hope you enjoy that $100.
What would it take for you to not have your phone for, let's say, 24 hours? Heather, it basically can't happen. For me, take it away. What about you? 515-244-1033. It's up on Facebook and Twitter and Threads at Laser1033.
515-244-1033.
Everything that rocks, Laser 103.3. Restaurant in Italy is capitalizing on our obsessions with our cell phone and asking people, give up your phone for an hour, we'll give you a bottle of wine. I say no.
Oh, done.
I mean,
see you later.
Confluence could be a conversation, but Wicket posed the question, what about a whole day?
24 hours, what would it cost? Heather would need at least $100,000, basically saying, it's not happening. Give me $100, you could have my phone for a day. 24 hours, be just fine. What about you? 515-244-1033. You can call or text Laser, 515-244-1033. On Facebook, Tow Truck Alex is in early.
I love Tow Truck Alex.
$1 million. So I can tell my boss I can't work due to my phone and stay off for 24 hours.
See, and working and loved ones are my two things. Because I'm like, everyone that I love could die at the same time and I have just seconds to speak to them. But if I have an hour, if I have an hour to prepare, but we could say
five minutes. No, see, Tow Truck Alex rolls up right now and says, give me your phone. Like he's robbing you.
Oh,
would $100,000 or more.
Right.
Got it. Jamie writes, if it's a drama-filled day, I'd give Wicked a tall boy White Claw just to take it. Any other day, probably $100. All right. All right. And then Glenn doesn't even want money, just unlimited video games and food and drink for the day. That way he can occupy himself and play his PS5 or whatever and play, you know, Call of Duty or whatever he wants to do and eat Cheetos and pizza.
To be clear, I like not having my phone for a period of time. In fact, I went on a horseback riding vacation in the middle of nowhere, Vermont, for 3 days. It was like, come, you stay at the Airbnb, you ride, but there's no reception in that town. Zero.
You ever been to Chillicothe, Illinois?
No.
Same thing. Went to a music festival. No power, no cell phone. It was great.
But I pull up and the GPS stops, and I was like, huh. That's funny.
Yeah.
I pull up the GPS stop.
You hit the edge of the world.
I turn around. I drive back into town. I write the directions down. And then I drive there thinking that maybe I'll get reception again. Like
nope.
When I get there.
Not happening.
No reception.
None.
I turn around again back to town. And then I sit there for about an hour and make preparations for, hey, I'm going to drive into town once per day at this time, and I will check in on all of these things. I'll call the dog sitter. I will call my family. I will check in with work to make sure. But I am literally offline.
I love being off the grid.
I loved it, too. I literally loved it. I used my phone just to take pictures. Like
on Sunday, 3 days ago or whatever, I didn't have my watch on all day. It felt weird. It did feel weird not to have my Samsung smartwatch on me. From the text line, Damien writes, I intentionally let my prepaid plan lapse. If I'm not working, I'll wait till I return to work to reload it. Never liked phones. If I didn't need my phone to clock in and out and log hours, I wouldn't even have one. That is the opposite of you. You and Damien, who I met at the Breaking Benjamin show, you and Damien are on opposite ends of the phone spectrum. He's like, dude, just take it. I'll let my prepaid plan run out. I don't even want this thing. I mean, I got a rotary phone at home. I don't even need this thing in my pocket.
Yeah.
And you are the opposite of that. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with you or with Damien. It's just different worlds, different perspectives.
Listen, I'm the godmother of several cats.
Here we go. 515-244-1033. What would it take for you to give up your phone for 24 hours? You can call or text or hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, and Threads. How could I update Threads without my phone?
I know.
At Laser1033.
Everything that rocks, Laser103.3. What would it take to give up your phone for 24 hours? Someone drives up, they've got cash in their hand, they demand your phone. What's the number?
Amanda says, I could do it for free, but I would do it for $10,000. $10,000?
I get it. I get it. I mean, you're like, suddenly without... I mean, you're going to have to drive around and let people know you don't have your phone. And how are you supposed to find all the people with no GPS, Wicket?
You just know where you're going.
You know where you're going.
You don't. Laser, who's this?
Trucker Rich, good morning.
Trucker Rich, what would it take for you to give up your phone for a day?
$200.
$200, okay, double what I said. That's all right. So you're not that reliant on your phone.
Nope, I only use it for Facebook every now and then, and then once in a while, GPS. Now, like what you said, Heather, about going up there in Montana. Hey, you're up in God's country there. No service. That's the best way to go. No one's going to bug you. You're going to enjoy your time off.
Oh, I did. It was the greatest 3 days. I loved it. And I want to go back. I absolutely do. My question for you, Trucker Rich, is that $200, do you split that then with your wife?
No, he gives it 100% to his wife. Yeah, he's just got his wife $200.
Because that would be my first issue. I would be like, what? I can't get a hold of you for 24 hours?
And as the husband, would be like, sweet, she can't get a hold of me for 24 hours.
Damn straight. Ta-ha, cha-ching. All right, you guys have a great day, and it's very wet out here.
Yes.
Laser, who's this?
This is Flower Paul.
Paul, what would it take for you to give up your phone for 24 hours?
If my mom was in perfect health, it would be a couple $100. Right now, she's not. It would be a lot more money.
See, and that's kind of where I am in the sense that I don't want to miss that opportunity in case someone has an emergency and you have one more time to talk to them.
Yeah, plus I drive back and forth on the highway, and people hardly ever stop, so you got to have a phone to call for emergency.
What's a lot more? Are you with me at like $100,000? Are you a little less?
I'm with you.
Now you in front row, Paul. Very similar.
Yeah.
Laser, who's this?
Hey, this is Bob from Knoxville.
What's up, Bob?
What do you know?
What would it take for you to give up your phone for 24 hours?
Oh, I'd give it to you right now as long as I can have it back in September when fantasy football starts.
Take it away for 5 months. Get it out of here.
Not a problem. It seems like it rings at the most inconvenient time. It's just a pain in the butt most of the time.
He's done. He doesn't need it.
What about all the women of Knoxville that are trying to reach you, Bob?
Well, they can knock on my door. They can find me.
Boom! Oh. Bam! Knock on the door. Come on in.
Come on in.
Bob, you rock. Thank you for calling.
Have a good one.
515-244-1033. What would it take? Somebody screeches up in a car, has cash in hand, wants your cell phone. How much cash do they give you for you to give it up?
I think Dale just flexed on the text line. Hey, it's Dale. If I lost my phone for 24 hours, give me $1,000 and you can have it. That's how much I'd miss out on for a day's work. You make $1,000 a day at work? That's kind of a flex right there. Right? Like,
That's a lot.
That's a lot of money. That's like a man's making over $300,000 a year. It's pretty good. $1,000 a day minus some vacation time, minus the weekends. Somebody go scoop Dale up.
It's been married. Yeah, I was going to say female single hellraisers.
We got a text from Callan. You can always text the show 515-244-1033. All it would take is one of my friends to say, I bet you can't.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's what. That's how I ended up taking 26 shots of Tabasco sauce.
Bet you can't do it.
I did.
Bet you can't do it. Callan does want to know: can he still update his snap streak? Is that from Snapchat? Is that a thing?
Get rid of that, Callan.
Callan, just get rid of Snapchat.
Yeah, it's
you're not a teenage girl.
It's a gateway.
We've met Callan. He's not a teenage girl.
No.
No. Not at all. It's Dude, just get off Snapchat.
Can confirm. 515-244-1033. Also up on Facebook at Laser1033. Someone screeches up in a car. They've got cash in their hand. They demand your cell phone. How much are they giving you for that?
515-244-1033.
Laser, who's this?
This is Kendallin.
Where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from the car, and I just heard you talking about losing cell phones. And I mean, I've lost two in the past year for over a month, and it was fantastic.
So I do it for free. So we wouldn't have to give you a nickel. We just got to have you look the other way.
I mean, you could give me $1 million if you want, but I just, the joy of just not having anything to worry about.
You have to distract her enough so that she loses it. So
flashing light, tequila, whatever.
Puppies or vodka.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe.
Puppies, bus. I'm on the clock right now, but guess what? The only reason I have a phone right now, I was actually stuck in a turn lane, so I was like, might as well call.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we appreciate that. Are you married? Do you have kids? Do you have a boyfriend? Do you have a girlfriend?
None of the above.
Oh, so it's just you. Oh. That is the ultimate ability to check out and know, like, you can disappear with all due respect and no one would know you were gone or miss you for like 24 hours.
Oh, no, they always miss me. That's why they're like, where's your phone at? What's going on? I'm like, oh, just come find me.
Miss Independent is what she is.
Damn.
True.
You have dogs?
No, I have nothing.
No dogs, cats, or plants?
Oh, my God. Her house must be so peaceful.
Yeah.
It must be amazing at your house.
I don't have a house. I just couch surf.
Do you really?
Yeah, and I just borrow cars.
Wow, you are a minimalist. What do you do for a living?
I DoorDash, which is what I'm currently doing. And honestly, I'm going to concentrate on the road at this point. So thank you for talking. I will talk to you later.
Thank you. 515-244. I feel like...
She doesn't have a car, but she drives for DoorDash?
You know, we didn't go to Coachella. But
no.
I feel like we were just dropped into a festival.
She probably gets in. She knows somebody who works for the festival, so she gets in for free, and then she goes from campsite to campsite eating everybody else's granola.
Yeah, but it's okay. Maybe a little less Coachella, more like Shangri-La Hippie Fest.
Summer camp in Chillicothe, Illinois. Have you ever been to there? That's a park, and then you bring all your stuff in. There's no cars allowed in there,
mm-hmm.
And there's a whole lot of Umphrey's McGee and Moe. But how does she drive for DoorDash but doesn't own a car?
She borrows cars, she said.
But to get hired, you have to have a car. At least you did. For you have to do it for Uber. You have to have a car. And it can't be 5 years old.
Stop. She got off the phone because you started asking.
I'm sorry.
Too many questions.
She's very interesting. I bet she would be great the first. She's probably like you.
No house, no car, no pets. She doesn't want to answer no more questions from you, Wicket.
She's probably a lot like you. By day three of the music festival, you're like, what is she still doing here? She's probably awful.
Well, that's because we're so much fun, Kendallin. We're so much fun. You can only handle us for a short period of time.
515-244-1033. A restaurant in Italy will give you a bottle of wine at dinner if you give up your cell phone for the entire dinner. What would it take? How much money to give up your phone for 24 hours? 515-244-1033. Facebook, Twitter, Threads as well, at Laser1033.
The Laser. 515-244-1033.
Laser, who's this?
Hi, this is April. How are you?
Well, I'm fantastic, April. We're so much better now that you called us today.
Well, fabulous.
What amount of money would it take for you to give up your cell phone for 24 hours?
$0.
What do you do?
I actually work for the state of Iowa in the licensing department.
Perfect. Just, you know what? If there's licensing, like driver's license, hunting license, fishing license?
No, like plumber, mechanical licenses.
We need you to have your phone, it feels like. No. Those guys, those ladies that are going for those.
But that doesn't seem like the kind of job where, like, they're going to call you after hours.
No, they do not.
So, yeah.
We are 8 to 4:30, and then I'm off the clock.
Yeah, she just shows up at 8, and she's fine. She doesn't need her cell phone.
If you get there at 4:31, she is out the door.
That also doesn't sound like the kind of job where you have to create reels and stories and videos.
You do a lot of content?
No, I do no content. Yeah. Other than our applications and website, maybe.
Right.
Say I loved that last girl, but... doesn't have a car and doesn't have an apartment.
Yeah.
I've actually lived in my SUV for the last 15 months with my three dogs.
You have?
I have, and I absolutely love it.
Were you forced into it and it turned into be a decent situation? Like, this is, forgive me for prying.
No, this is actually something something I wanted to do. I've always been intrigued by, like, the tiny home living.
Yeah.
And then I started watching the van life whole thing. And then I'm like, you know, if I'm going to end up spending $80,000 on a van, that maybe I should probably try it in my SUV first to see if I like it.
Mm-hmm.
15 months going strong, and I don't ever want to go back.
Where do you shower? Do you shower at, like, a gym, or what do you do?
Gyms or truck stops or my parents or my daughter.
Okay. I
or
like
work.
It.
I have a gym at work that actually has a locker room as well.
That's a flex. Wish we had that.
I know.
What is your what do your parents think of it?
So at first, when I first told my mom about it a couple of years ago, she was a little iffy, and I of course had to sign another 18-month lease. But then I told her during the middle of that lease, I'm like, Mom, I'm sorry, I love you, I don't care what you say, I realize that you're in your 80s and this is uncomprehendable for you, but I'm doing it anyway.
Wow. What's winter like for you? How do you stay warm?
You know, I have really warm blankets. I have never used a heater.
What kind of dogs do you have?
So I have two Huskies and a Chihuahua.
Wait a minute.
In
you,
your
what,
SUV?
Wait,
I love
what,
this.
What kind of SUV are we talking
That's
about?
That's so cozy.
Okay, so I have a Nissan Rogue. It's a small SUV.
Yeah, that's not an Escalade.
No, it is not.
Where do you, okay, so you park at your parents' house, you said?
On the weekends, I go to my parents. My dad's actually been diagnosed with dementia, and so I go there every weekend to help them out. But during the week, I either stay at work in the parking lot, or I stay at a truck stop.
All right.
Wow. What's your social life like?
I really don't have one, but I never had one before when I had an apartment either.
Right.
So nothing's changed in that front.
Exactly.
Wow. Man, I could spend 4 hours asking her questions, but Heather's starting to get that look like, stop asking questions. Because this is so interesting to me. Please, you should be documenting this. This could be a viral thing.
I know. I have people tell me all the time that I should start a YouTube, and I'm like, I already have a full-time job. I don't need another one.
Yeah, she's trying to downsize her life, Wicket, not increase stuff.
What do you do after 4:30? Like on a Wednesday, do you just sit in your car until the next morning? Like, what do you do?
Walk our dogs.
Yeah, literally. Literally, that's what I do. I sit and watch TV on my iPad, and that's exactly what I would have done in my apartment, too. I would have watched TV.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. So every time we talk about stuff on this show, we learn about worlds, and I'll just talk about me. I can't speak to Heather. That I never, ever would live in. Like when people call about farming or couch surfing or living in a car by choice and loving it. Like, mind blown.
See, and I have been very interested in the tiny house lifestyle and the container homes. I am on that wavelength. I would not live in a Nissan Rogue with my dogs and my cat and Marcus, though. So
It'd be tough.
Yeah.
I will tell you, I have had a friend sleep in here with me with the three dogs.
What was his name?
His name was Eric.
Yeah, see? Hey-o! Knew it!
Oh,
that's great!
Wait, but does Eric have a house?
He does.
Okay. So it was just trying it out.
He slept there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, he decided to... Okay.
That's friendship... gone rogue.
Right? Exactly.
Are you dating Eric now?
No.
Okay.
Again, Wicket, friendship gone rogue.
Has Eric slept over
since? I would rather bury a hole and put him in it.
Oh, okay. Well,
no, not the wrong
music. Oh, my
music
bad.
Now.
Sorry.
That is now the wrong music.
Oh, my oops.
Game over, Eric.
You rock. Thank you for calling.
Have a good one, guys.
Thanks, bye.
Next, with Heather and Wicket.
You know what today is, Wicket?
A roller coaster of a show?
Here, see if you can guess. Ready? It's National High Five Day. We'll talk about it. Morning, Bruce. After that last call, I see where your mind went.
What?
8 minutes. Love your kids.
Wicked. Never trust a big butt and a smile. That is poison.
Mornings on Laser 103.3.
Everything that rocks, Laser 103.3. Restaurant in Italy is offering you a free bottle of wine if you're willing to forego your cell phone usage during the meal. It's like 90% successful.
You walk in and they give you the offer and you hand them your phone. They put it in a lockbox and they give you the key. You show the waiter the key and the waiter will bring you a free bottle of wine. 10% of people aren't doing it. But yes, 90% are doing it.
And that seems like pretty much a no-brainer, unless you're literally a doctor on call or something is extremely urgent. And maybe you're a food blogger and you have to record your experience.
Go to a different restaurant.
I get it. That's 10% of the people. Whatever. But let's up the stakes. Let's enhance this fantasy situation. Somebody screeches up in a car. They hop out. They've got cash in their hand. They want to take your phone for 24 hours. You have no time to call anyone. No plans. What is the amount of money that would cause you to hand over that cell phone?
For 24 hours?
24 hours, Wicket.
$100 for me. $100. You?
$100,000.
Okay, so that's probably not going to happen. Mine is like could happen.
We had to GPS back from Bebop's last night. I would not be able to function without a phone.
Can you really not get around little tiny Des Moines without your phone?
I don't know how to get places.
I mean, did you go to the Bebop's off Mill Civic in West Des Moines? Is that the one you went to?
I don't know. Okay. It's by like Bud and Mary's, that one.
Okay, I gotcha.
There's a Hy-Vee there.
Mm-hmm.
What else is there? I don't know. I don't know, Wicket.
So you wouldn't be able to social media, you wouldn't be able to do pictures, you wouldn't be able to get anywhere. Could you stay in your house for 24 hours?
Yes, I love my house.
You probably would have to stay in your house for 24 hours.
Dogs. But yeah, no, I would be wrought with problems. It would have to be a large amount of money because I would have to literally, I don't even know how I'd get a Lyft or an Uber. I wouldn't know how to get, I need a friend to guide me around so that I could come into work. Andy Hall, I don't have my phone. Like, oh, do I need to take a vacation day for that? Because I can't do social, like, I can't talk to the people on the Instagram. Like, I don't
respond to people half the time when they message me anyway. So just be,
I know, that's why I'm the one you're talking to when you DM
fine.
Laser.
Just be just fine, man. 515-244-1033. Call or text. How much money would it take to give up your phone for 24 hours? Ben in Polk City said, I give up my phone for a free dinner for my wife and three kids.
Hmm.
Oh, cute. There you go. Somebody else said $0 for 24 hours as long as it wasn't football season. That's Eastside Larry.
Bob in Knoxville was like, you can't take my fantasy football away, man.
You got to be able to do the draft on your phone come August or Labor Day weekend, so I totally understand that. I get it. But right now, here we are in April. Do you need your phone? Do you need it for 24 hours?
Yes.
515-244-1033. How much money would it take for you to give up your cell phone for 24 hours? Somebody on Facebook said $500. Mm-hmm. $500 for 24 hours. One person said $1,000 because that's how much I make in a day. That's a flex.
I'm surprised there aren't conspiracy theorists saying, well, what are they going to do with my phone?
No. Now you're going, now you're going to go, now you're getting your tinfoil hat on and you're, yeah. 515-244-1033. Laser, who's this?
It's Annie.
Annie, what would it take, money-wise, for you to give up your cell phone for 24 hours with no warning? You can't tell people that you don't have it. There's no prep.
I'd do it for free because I have this thing called a laptop.
See, that's the thing. Like, there's always that person who skirts around the question and is always like, well, I can just use my laptop. I have my smartwatch. I knew this was going to be an answer.
I didn't even use my smartwatch.
I knew this was going to be some. I'm just surprised it took over 2 hours to get some like Annie to call and be like, I have a laptop, Heather and Wicket. I don't even care. I knew this was going to come, Annie.
I have my Kindle. I can talk to people in Kindle.
Okay, Annie. What if we took away everything?
You took away all my. Oh, that'd be like $500,000 to take away all my.
$500,000?
Annie and I are the same person.
Wicket, I have my own small business. I'm constantly on my laptop trying to create new things and, you know, talk to people about orders and stuff like that. You would, like, it'd take a lot.
What is Annie's small business? Do you know Annie's small business? Because I know Annie works at McDonald's, but what is Annie's small business? Do you steal food from McDonald's and sell it cheaper?
No, I make custom cups.
You do?
Annie's custom cups. Now, are they cups that you drink out of, or are you talking about athletic cups?
They're like tumblers and mugs and stuff like that. I make custom print cups.
Annie, we've been friends for almost 3 years. This is the first we're hearing about this.
That's because it's brand new.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Well, hey. I did not realize that when we were talking to Annie, we were talking about breaking news.
Yeah, it's relatively new. I've only been working on it over the winter, and I'm doing my first farmer's market this year.
Oh, wait, Pella.
You are? Oh, Pella. Pella Market. What is the name of your shop?
The Dragon's Horde.
The what?
The Dragon's Horde.
The Dragon's Horn.
Horde. H-O-A-R-D. Horde.
Okay, that,
Horde.
That we're going to work on that. That is tough.
I thought you were saying the dragon poured, like P-O-U-R.
Or dragon porn, which is a different genre.
If you're wondering why we spell all of our keywords, all of our winning words, this is exactly why. We say the word, we spell it. We say it again, we spell it. We say it again, we spell it.
By the way, your Rock to Riches word is coming up in less than 20 minutes. Thanks, Annie.
Bye, guys.
60 is the maximum speed in ideal conditions.
I love a good televised high-speed chase.
Mornings on Laser 103.3.
Laser, who's this?
It's Chucky.
Chucky.
I was thinking about your question.
Yeah. Imagine a car screeches up. Someone jumps out. They've got a fist full of cash. They want your phone for 24 hours. What would it take for you to give that up?
I have to remember when I was working with the Amish, it was weird. I'd be picking them up and we'd be driving down the road and it looked like a little outhouse out in the middle of nowhere. But I kept going by these little outhouses and they had windows. So I finally asked a question, and I hate asking questions. I was like, where are these little outhouses? And he just laughed at me. He goes, they're telephone booths.
Mm.
Yeah, they have little community telephone booths. They're little community. Yeah, they all chip in, and it's weird. I've never seen them.
So are they allowed to use it in an emergency then?
Yeah, they can use it any time, but they just can't have it in their house.
Okay, that...
I didn't know that.
I didn't know about
that. It's crazy. It's crazy. I learned a ton of things from them guys.
So. We could basically be Amish then, Wicket.
What?
I don't think you want to go there, Heather.
Chucky, how much would it take to give up your phone for 24 hours? I feel like you just throw him a beer and he's good.
Can I get a black bonnet? Can I wear a black bonnet if I'm Amish?
You can have it. You can have a phone. Yeah, I don't need it. Only to call Wicket.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, Chucky.
I love you guys. You have a good day.